7:46, you're listening to The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan. It's Ask Tony. It's Wednesday, 7:40. Ask Tony, your chance to ask the Cardinal manager anything you want. 969-0590, star 590 on your singular wireless, toll free, 866-326-0590. And joining us as he does every Wednesday at 7:47, it's the Cardinal manager. Tony, congratulations on another Central Division title. Thank you for coming back from Cincinnati for the segment.
Well, that's like the club winning the division. That's a long time ago. So, I mean, like right now.
No, it happened Saturday.
Yeah, you got to look ahead. So, like last night, I mean, I'm just like a wreck. I mean, well, that's a ball game you can't lose.
Why?
Well, you look at our club. I mean, how did we stay on top? So, I mean, I talked to everybody, like, we're going to play a reverse magic number right now.
What do you mean?
Well, what does it take to win the World Series?
Well, you got to win them, I guess, 11 games.
Yeah, so like right now, the number is magic, number minus 11. So, like, we're going to play that way the rest of the season.
I don't understand.
Yeah, so like you play tonight. Now, it won't move the magic number down because you got to get the postseason. But the approach, like our players, coaches, approach tonight like it's game 7. So I think, like, you do that, once we get to the negative number, it'll all make sense.
Well, there might be two problems with that. I mean, first off, you're playing the Reds, and then secondly...
That's a tremendous club.
The stands are going to be kind of empty. It's not like a World Series atmosphere.
Well, I talked to, like, CJ about it, I think.
The traveling secretary, CJ Sherry?
Yeah, I think it'd be very healthy. See, look out in the stands, see, like, cut-out figures. Some guy, like, a big fat guy with nachos, some, like, skinny little kids.
You're going to put cut-out... Cardboard cutouts in the stands?
Yeah, I think like to replicate the postseason, I think it's important our players look up and see like a full house. So tonight, a lot of them like won't be moving a lot. But I think, yeah, I mean, like you want to look up, you want to see somebody like cheering, hey, home run for them. So, yeah, you got to get like a competitive environment.
But I mean, outside of Tavares, I don't really know if that's going to trick anybody.
Well, a lot of times the players are so locked in. Hopefully it's so locked in on the field, you just glance. If you just get like a glance, and they're not dimensional, these are cutouts. But I think, like, yeah, you spill, like, a little nacho cheese or ketchup. I think it'd fool a few people.
It's Ask Tony. You can call in and ask some questions on your own. 969-0590, star 590 on your singular wireless, toll-free, 866-326-0590. You're listening to The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan. Your chance to ask the Cardinal manager anything you want, as he does at his press conferences. We keep it real and start it with Calvin. Calvin, good morning.
Morning, Tony. How you doing today?
Well, you can ask me about, like 9 o'clock, Cincinnati... Our time, tonight,
hey,
later.
With the playoffs just around the corner, is there any concern on the starting pitching, giving up the hits that they're giving up to these clubs that are 20 and 25 games out?
No, that's crap. I mean, that's just like something. Are you just trying to stir it up?
No.
I don't know why. I don't know why it's so giggly. I think that's a question that's just something that I mean, I have so much respect for what our club has done. I mean, looking like body of work. I mean, I think we've been tremendous. I mean, everybody talking like Marquis Morris. I mean, who's to say what the rotation is? I mean, like at this point, I mean, maybe Carpenter's not in. I mean, I don't think.
Well, he might win the Cy Young. I would think he's.
Yeah, but it like, depends on the matchup. Let's say we like face the Padres. I mean, like, is Chris Carpenter makes sense against the Padres? You got to look at every matchup. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. Look at all the pitching, all the talk. Like Marquis Morris. I mean, who's to say Mulder's even in?
He might not be in the rotation.
No, I didn't say that.
What do you mean?
Well, that's what I mean, is you don't know who's going to be in. So, like Carpenter, is he going to be – everybody said, hey, Carp's pitching game one. I never said that.
Is it safe to say that a pitcher will pitch game one?
Yeah, but I just don't know who that will be. And I think to assume, yeah, I mean, maybe it's Marquis in game one. I mean, look at the matchup.
But, I mean, you have a Cy Young – you know, I mean, you have a Cy Young winner and a guy who's won.
Yeah, but I think it's real dangerous to make anybody complacent. There's a lot of time left. I mean, you go to Carp now, so you pitch game one. I mean, that's a big mistake.
But haven't you been kind of scheduling the rotation around game one for the last month and a half?
No, I never said that. Joe Strauss said that. I didn't say that. So, like, if it's in paper, I didn't say it.
Buzz?
No, that's different. You got to read the book.
Willie, 590 The Fan, asked Tony.
Hey, good morning, Tony. Hey, I got a couple questions for you. The first question is, I heard when old Freddie Vina was in town, that he had a little cocaine problem. I was wondering if you could verify that, and if so, if you could give me his phone number. The other question is, I heard Jack McKeon has an elephant, and hypothetically, if Jack got stuck on that elephant and being the animal lover you are, would you help Jack off that elephant?
I think like Willie doing material, is that... So, like, what's the age group of your listeners?
About 12 to 13 years old.
Well, the first question, more legit probably. No, Fernando. Like, I think a lot of people mistake, like, a lot of hyperactivity, high-energy ball player. People are suspicious. Just like a big muscular fella, they always assume he's been, injected. No, they're like a young guy, scrappy, plays hard like Fernando. No, I mean, he had, like, a lot of sugar intake. So he kind of sweat a little bit, a little jumpy. No, it's more like he'd have, what do you call it, the sugar smacks?
Yeah, the sugar cereal. I enjoy honey smacks. Sure.
Yeah, like a bowl of that before the ball game. Looks like you hopped up.
Really?
Yeah, it's a true story.
And then the elephant question regarding Jack McKeon. It seemed like that may have been offensive.
That is just that's unfortunate.
Is it crap? I mean,
our clubs. Yeah, that was crap.
Just double check. Ken, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Hey, Tony. Congratulations on a great season. Real quick, Katie Phelps, Ann Carroll, Vicki Newton. Which one would you do and why? Go.
I said this is so unfortunate. I mean, I try. Now, come on, Harold, talk some ball.
Well, I mean, people know that they can ask you anything, and they might be looking for, and this guy might have a situation here.
That's just,
I think Katie's married, so that, I don't know what everybody's into, but.
Yeah, I don't like getting in people's business. Like you asked me, like, ooh, Tony, what you like to do? You like going to ballet, but I mean, that's my stuff. I don't like talking people's stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's people's stuff. He's just kind of asking your preference. Fair question, to spaghetti or pizza.
Yeah, but I'm probably more like Frank, Victoria Principal.
Corey, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Yeah, Tony. Again, want to congratulate you on a great season.
So
but
far.
After watching last night and in recent history, I'm just wondering what you're going to do with Ray. I mean, he's been a piece of garbage and continues to suck every night. You bring him in key situations. I mean, what's your intentions with him for the rest of the year?
Well, I think looking at Ray, I think he's been outstanding for our club. The things that he's done, what I don't like is he seems to be a little confused at times. Where to throw the ball, when to go home. Now, a lot of people were banging him last night because he was so close to the plate. He got in, like, Molina's way. So it seemed. But what a lot of people don't understand, we have, like, a little buddy. We got a little buddy system.
Yeah, we got a little buddy situation here.
Well, I think it's real healthy for a club to stay competitive, keep each other sharp. So, like, down the stretch, every guy has been assigned a little buddy. So, like, Ray King, just so happens, his little buddy is Molina. So 9 times out of 10, we'd like him at the backstop. However, last night, he was doing the right thing because the motto of our club is to stay close. And in this case, it was his little buddy. Just coincidence, his buddy was the catcher.
Really?
So like a lot of guys, yeah, you may see like outfielders run into each other and say, well, that's unfortunate. But if you look later at the chart, it just so happened that Luna and Edmonds are little buddies. So there's a lot of that going on. Got to take care of each other.
That's what went on. Little buddy system. PJ, you're on 590 The Fan. It's Ask Tony. PJ.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today, Coach. I got a question for you. What is your record in the medieval reenactment things down at Carondelet Park, and have you ever faced off against the midget medieval man?
He called in the other day.
No, that's a great question. I mean, the great thing about this city is a lot of unique stuff that goes on, and I try to get around. I've seen it a couple of times.
You ever participate? You ever jousted?
No, I mean, they ask, hey, Tony, come down to joust. But, I just like to go. I like the competition. I mean, for me, it's all about ball. So if I can go down there, they like a healthy joust. A lot of times I get the blood flowing before we play the Cubs or something. They compete as well as anybody in town.
I assume you haven't fought the medieval midget because he informed us when he called in the other day that he's 14-0. So if you did, you lost.
Well, he's scrappy. I wouldn't rule out him beating me. I have no problem with that. I mean, he knows his craft probably a little better than I do. Hey. So I give him the edge.
But, I mean, he's a midget. You would think he'd be able to handle him.
Well, don't underestimate people.
John, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Good morning, Skipper. I got a quick favor to ask. I've got Adam Dunn on my fantasy team, and this is championship week. I was hoping maybe you could lot of beach ball up there for him to knock a couple out of the park for me. It really helped me out.
Well, I think we...
Thanks a lot.
Well, look at last night. It looked like we gave him a couple of beach balls. I was not very happy about that. So, I mean, it goes back to Subban. Now, there's a guy. I mean, he could start game one. He could start game six postseason. So, everybody's got to lock in. I mean, this postseason talk is premature.
Mike, 590 The Fan.
Morning, Tony. I had a question on your starting pitcher for the playoffs. Have you given any thought to possibly like announcing Carpenter as your starting pitcher for Game 1 and having him field the questions and then maybe like throwing in a rookie pitcher or maybe even Rick Ankiel?
It's a great idea. I think that's been done before successfully.
That's like 5 years ago.
Oh, 2000.
Yeah. I mean, you remember? That's something I'm probably not going to do again because once you do it, it's a trick. It's like if you're going to be Doug Henning, rabbit out of the hat. How many times you do that? So, like, all of a sudden, you got to make a plane disappear.
Are you comparing yourself to Doug Henning?
No, I'm more like the plane. So, I think it's important to always keep people guessing. Can't do the same trick.
Is Doug Henning going to take batting practice before any of the playoff games?
No, there's a chance, like, up in Milwaukee. He's playing, like, the Pabst Theater on Saturday. So, there's a chance.
I thought he was dead.
Well, his son is very, very clever as well.
Jim J. Bullock and Doug Henning, we killed them both.
Is he really dead?
I think so. I don't know. I mean, you might, but I mean, he's a magician, so he might still be hanging around.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff is just for show.
7:58, Tony. We appreciate your time. We know you got to get that flight back to the Queen City. We look forward to talking to you next week as you get ready for the postseason.
Yeah, anytime, anywhere.
All right, this has been Ask Tony on 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind.
Is St. Louis's sports leader, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, KFNS FM, Troy, St. Charles, and the West Plex.
We're live at U.S. Cellular Theater for the Joni Awards. Now, here's your host, Joan Cusack.
It's time to celebrate more wireless excellence. And tonight's Joni for the best use of ShareTalk goes to Butch and Willie.